Prepare to be underwhelmed. It's the Mike Sitting Down Podcast. Welcome to Mike Sitting Down. Sorry for coming out late today.
Like anyone fucking noticed, Mike, you presumptuous mother.
Yeah, thanks for... Sorry about that. So, this is kind of another kind of half-assed podcast. I know it's kind of going this direction, and I don't like it. This podcast is kind of half-assed because multiple reasons. Been really busy this week with work, and last weekend was outside lands, and I'd like to, I just abuse my body all weekend, and I'd like to take this opportunity, first of all, to retire from competitive drinking.
What the fuck does that mean, Mike?
Okay, what that means is the value of getting really blacked out and hungover for 5 days and not remembering anything simply is not worth it anymore. Because of all those things. So I'm just gonna stop drinking because that's impossible, but instead of having like a fifth or whatever, I'm just gonna have like three or four shots, or like instead of having 12 beers, I'm gonna have like seven beers, just like a reasonable amount. Probably have some deep-seating issues that I'm not really dealing with or something, I don't know. Another big announcement is Ignacio Juan Carlos got an internship on he found a real good job in Chicago. He's going to be changing hay inside of a bin for some really, really prominent horses, and as well as working at a so he's gonna be doing that. It was kind of a wake-up call for me, so I'm going with him. As you heard me right, Mike is moving out of his roommate's house in the outer city and going to Chicago. Only for 3 months. I'll be back in December. That's how long his internship, apprenticeship, he likes to call it, but it's just a fucking internship, and it's a pretentious way to put it. it was just kind of time. I'm going to be over there living in Wrigleyville for a few months. I did all this in my post outside lands depression. As much as I hated it, I was really lying in bed, just feeling so, so terrible. And I was like, whatever's happening right now, everything that's happening right now needs to change. I'm just going to do everything different. So I stopped drinking as much for 4 days now, although I did drink three of those days, but not heavily. And I'm like, okay, well, I'm living my roommate's house. I need to change that. All right, I have to come clean. My roommates are my parents. I'm living in my parents' house. That's right. I'm like, this all has to change. So literally, like 10 p.m., I went on Craigslist, emailed some dude who wanted to sublet, and I was like, yo, man, blah, blah, blah. Told him how chill I was. Told him all about the podcast. Just kidding. Didn't even know. There's no way he would have allowed me. No, I just told him I wanted the spot. He emailed me back. I woke up at 5 a.m. because I wake up all night. And I saw that he'd emailed me back, said, all right, man. And so I booked a flight, told him I was in, set in my security deposit, and bam, by like 7 a.m. I was moving to Chicago. So moving in like 2 weeks, haven't told any of my friends there. Probably won't be super excited or as excited as I think they will be. Like, oh, cool, man. Far out. They all like have real jobs and shit. So that's what's up with me. Kind of a downer fucking week. Robin Williams dying. Somehow, like, you know, like, Philip Seymour Hoffman died, and he was a great actor. And selfishly, more than I was sad that he died and that his family was suffering, he has small kids, and obviously that struck me pretty hard, but most of all, I was going to miss his work, because every single time Philip Seymour Hoffman was in a movie, it was just amazing. I just went and saw Most Wanted Man yesterday, which I'd recommend. He was, of course, amazing in that movie. He just was never bad. It was not only bad, he added everything to the movie. It's like He wasn't reason enough to go see the movie. And I'm like, wow, there's not going to be any more Philip Seymour Hoffman movies. But Robin Williams was in the biz for like 30 years, and he has like 6 good movies or something. I mean, they're incredible. Like Jumanji, Mrs. Doubtfire, Dead Poets Society, of course, Good Will Hunting, my second favorite movie of all time. And for Robin Williams, I feel like the loss was more him, not his art, his just him, having him, not even like, I don't think I'm trying to remember the last thing time I saw him make a public appearance or whatever. It's been a long time, but just knowing he was out there, that goofy fuck, you know, like the confidence it takes to be that goofy, as goofy as he was, just so out there. And like, yeah, I think the art of like impressions is like basically dead. It's because you look so fucking stupid. If you do it wrong, if you do impressions wrong, like, you're just the worst. And no one thinks you're it's just bad. It's all, now it's all kind of cynical commentary, which is totally fine. But his was like, his comedy was totally uplifting. He didn't really put people down as much as the normal comedian. He just kind of poked, jab, whatever, played, was just playful fun at like whatever, different things, French people, fucking Italians, everyone. And yeah, it seems like that Spears we're all gonna miss a lot. It's not to mention he, who of course went to Redwood, your boy's alma mater. That fucking sucks. Anything else, Mike? Okay, yeah, so again, this is like a real short episode 19. Next week I'm going to do, it's going to be, the Sitting Down Podcast is going to celebrate its 20th episode, which there's absolutely no adversity in reaching. It was just a matter of sitting down and doing it, but I'm still proud that we got to 20 episodes, and we're going to celebrate by having every single one of the Sitting Down favorites on. We're going to have Fairstein on, probably talk about the Robin Williams stuff, and probably talk about incest. We're going to have Dylan on. We're going to have Taco on to talk about fashion and sex. Dylan on to talk about hypotheticals. Taco on to talk about fashion and sex. And most importantly, we will be premiering the world premiere of We Have All the Cocaine, the first single off the debut EP of the Cocaine Boys, entitled We Have All the Cocaine. The title track will be released, will be dropped on this podcast first. I talked to the producer, Omid, and he says that's fine. He wants to send it to the BBC after that, but we can have the honor of dropping the first track. And if everyone plays their cards right, we might be able to sample the second track, just maybe a nice 10-second clip of Filler Up. So yeah, it's going to be a 3-song EP that's going to be recorded next week, so hopefully we'll have the debut of that. And yeah, so that's about it. Sorry for wasting your time if this was fucking boring, which probably was. Sorry for having a couple of sketchy episodes in a row. Next week's episode's gonna be amazing. It's gonna celebrate the 20th anniversary, and then or 20th episode, and then I don't know what's gonna happen to the podcast. Hopefully it'll keep going in Chicago. It might take a slightly different format, but it'll keep going. But yeah, so I want to leave you with my favorite Robin Williams monologue ever. Everyone knows what's coming now, but it's probably the best monologue in the history of film, in my opinion. And it comes from the movie Good Will Hunting. Okay, everyone enjoy and keep sitting.
So what's this? The taste's choice moment between guys?
This is really nice. You got a thing for swans? Is this like a fetish? It's something like maybe we need to devote some time to?
Thought about what you said to me the other day about my painting. Stayed up half the night thinking about it. Something occurred to me. I fell into a deep, peaceful sleep and haven't thought about you since. You know what occurred to me?
No.
You're just a kid. You don't have the faintest idea what you're talking about.
Why, thank you.
It's all right. You've never been out of Boston.
Nope.
So if I asked you about art, you'd probably give me the skinny on every art book ever written. Michelangelo. I know a lot about him. Life's work, political aspirations, him and the Pope, sexual orientation, the whole works, right? I bet you can't tell me what it smells like in the Sistine Chapel. You've never actually stood there and looked up at that beautiful ceiling. Seen that. If I ask you about women, you'll probably give me a syllabus of your personal favorites. You may have even been laid a few times. But you can't tell me what it feels like to wake up next to a woman and feel truly happy. You're a tough kid. I ask you about war, you'd probably throw Shakespeare at me, right? Once more into the breach, dear friends. But you've never been near one. You've never held your best friend's head in your lap and watch him gasp his last breath looking to you for help. I ask you about love, you'd probably quote me a sonnet. You've never looked at a woman and been totally vulnerable. Known someone that could level you with her eyes. Feeling like God put an angel on earth just for you. Who could rescue you from the depths of hell. And you wouldn't know what it's like to be her angel. To have that love for her be there forever. Through anything. Through cancer. And you would know about sleeping, sitting up in a hospital room for 2 months, holding her hand, because the doctors could see in your eyes that the terms visiting hours don't apply to you. You don't know about real loss, because that only occurs when you love something more than you love yourself. I doubt you've ever dared to love anybody that much. I look at you, I don't see an intelligent, confident man. I see a cocky, scared, shitless kid. But you're a genius, Will. No one denies that. No one could possibly understand the depths of you. But you presume to know everything about me because you saw a painting of mine. You ripped my fucking life apart. You're an orphan, right? Do you think I'd know the first thing about how hard your life has been, how you feel, who you are? Because I read Oliver Twist. Does that encapsulate you? Personally, I don't give a shit about all that, because you know what? I can't learn anything from you. I can't read in some fucking book. Unless you want to talk about you, who you are. And I'm fascinated. I'm in. But you don't want to do that, do you, Sport? You're terrified of what you might say. Your move, Chief.